All right, let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagru. How are you, Dan?
Good, Nick. How about yourself?
Not bad. Not bad. I was extremely angered by the Big Brother finale.
Seems like quite a finale.
Yeah, yeah. I'll talk about it in a minute. I was ready to throw my TV out the window. I was just beside myself. All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. I'm glad you're all right there, Dan.
Thanks.
All right. And let's go to the newsroom, and it's Vic Vaughn. How you doing, Vic?
Hey, doing well, sir. How are you?
All right. Not bad. Not bad. I didn't see any of the Cub game, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, it was a little sloppy, to be honest. I thought, you know, a little bit sloppy baseball, but
yeah.
I'm no expert. I don't claim to be, but just a fan. But
there were a lot of posts on social media that were very angry at Lester. So
he left. I think it was the bottom of the fifth.
And did he give up also? Because I know they lost 8-1.
Yeah, I know. Right,
I think he gave up 7 runs, didn't he?
Yes, I think either at least 6. I know it was at least 6-1 when he left.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It was. It was 7-1, and then Grimm came in and got him out of that inning.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I missed it, although I missed it while watching a really aggravating episode of Big Brother.
I did not get to watch that.
Oh, so. Man. Well, I mean, I've followed it. I follow it every year.
I know. Yeah. I know
my God. If you're a Big Brother fan, I know that, you know, seriously, it was like, what did I watch this for 3 months? What are we talking about here? The worst possible person won Big Brother, and they give a $25,000. That person wins $500,000. So the person who won last night, was a moron who was one of the worst people ever on Big Brother, and he won. And he won because the jurors, the people who got voted out or evicted, were sore losers, and they were upset because the guy who should have won, Paul, kind of screwed them all over because he was playing the game the way you're supposed to play it. So because they were sore losers and mad at Paul, they voted for Josh to win. It was absolutely ridiculous. And then on top of that, they have this thing called fan favorite where the viewers vote on who to give an extra $25,000 to as the fan favorite. And the person that they chose as the fan favorite was the biggest idiot and jerk of the season. So you've got the worst possible player winning $500,000, and then for some unknown reason, the viewers gave the 25 grand to one of the most despicable and unlikable people that's ever been in the Big Brother house.
Now, I don't watch it, but is there strategy involved or something?
Oh, yeah.
See, they, you know the saying, the good guy, you know, they
well,
always finish last.
The way that Paul played the game, he was, they brought him in. He was actually on the show last season. They brought him back for a second season as a little twist in the game. He played a great game. He played it smart. He backstabbed people. He lied. He did everything he could and was, you know, he played a great game. He played the way you're supposed to play Big Brother. But the people who voted, who were evicted, and as the jury, people who get evicted become the jury, and then they vote on who will win. They didn't vote on the person who played the game best. They voted on the person despite the guy who played the game best because they were so mad that Paul got almost everybody from the game evicted. So instead of giving the money to the guy that deserved it, despite him, they gave it to a moron who had no business even being in the finale. Oh, let's go to the traffic cut. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Oh, man. How are you?
Good.
Good. We're going to play
deep
a little.
Breaths.
So, I know,
deep
I know.
Breaths.
You should have seen me. You should have seen me at 9 o'clock. around 10 to 9, they crowned the winner, and I was just beside. I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is just ridiculous.
It's okay.
No, I know. Well, they're having Celebrity Big Brother in the winter.
Oh, boy.
First time they've ever done that here in the UK, they've done it.
I'm sure they'll have more interesting celebrities, quote-unquote celebrities,
yeah.
Unlike Dancing with the Stars.
Right. But maybe they'll get Debbie Gibson.
Oh, no, well, no.
Fresh from Dancing with the Stars. She can go right into the Big Brother house. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they'll get Tiffany.
Oh, there you go. Well, they were both on that Surreal World. You remember that?
Yeah.
They were both on that. And, yeah. Oh, God, that was fun. Well, anyway. How are you doing, Esmeralda? You good?
I'm good, yeah.
All right. We're going to have a little celebrity name game later on. Cool?
Sure.
And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the latest weird fashion trend, Esmeralda, and then we're going to talk about regrettable fashion trends in history.
Oh, boy.
Maybe people can call up and remind us all of when we really wore lousy and weird clothes and had bad hairstyles. So that's what we're going to do. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back. I have the latest fashion thing, and then we're going to talk about regrettable fashions from the past. And so when did you look terrible? When did you dress badly and look terrible? Let's talk about that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And get your Triple Play Thursday requests in. One artist, three songs. That's coming up later on. And Zoe Weiner is going to join us live from Bulgaria. And we'll get to find out what's happening with her in her traveling days. Okay, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back and talk fashion. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And it's a Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah, one artist, three songs. Patrick chose Power Station. I'm not sure if he chose it because of the weather. He chose this song because of the weather. And I'm not one of those people who some like it hot. Because I hate it. But it'll be nice to hear three songs by the Power Station. They only had two hits, so Patrick's going to have to get a deep cut in there at some point because they only had two hits. So there you go. That's Power Station, Some Like It Hot. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We're going to talk about unfortunate fashion trends in history. And let's see if you guys can maybe dig up some pictures of yourself and take a look at what you wore or how your hair was over the last few years and or times. And we'd love to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Before we get to that, we got a few texts here from Big Brother viewers. 219 area code says, I can't believe Josh won worst Big Brother ever. Yeah, that's my sentiments exactly. 773 area code says, that's 2 years in a row. It's 2 years in a row that Paul came in second. And at the end, Julie Chen said, yeah, always a bridesmaid, she said to him. I was like, man, the dude just lost $500,000. Now, he walks away with 50 grand. And he walked away with 50 grand last year. So he's made $100,000 in 2 years being on Big Brother. But that's still $400,000 less than he could have won. So, and that idiot Josh gets $500,000. It's just, it's ridiculous. Rachel, who is my Big Brother friend from the film club. Hi, Rachel. How are you? She comes out to my film clubs and we talk Big Brother. And I didn't call my mom. My mom watches Big Brother. I didn't call my mom last night at 9 o'clock because I was too busy throwing furniture around in my apartment, and then I wanted to get a nap in before work. So I didn't call her. When I talk to her later on this morning, I'm sure that we'll have a lovely conversation because my mom watches every episode of Big Brother as well. My dad just doesn't care. You know, it's like my mom and I start talking about Big Brother. He's like, oh, brother. Anyway, Rachel says, I can't explain Josh winning, but Jessica went on a huge social media campaign to get Cody to win AFP. She asked all of her fans to vote for him. What a jerk. Jessica, moron. And then Rachel says, sorry, you're so mad. Well, I'm a dedicated Big Brother fan. What can I tell you? So, Esmeralda, have you ever watched a competition reality show and liked it? Are you one of the, do you just not watch them at all?
I used to watch Project Runway, mm-hmm. and I used to watch Top Chef. I haven't really been watching it lately.
Yeah. I haven't watched Project Runway in a while.
Top
Chef. Please, that's my favorite. I may be obsessed with Big Brother during the summer, but. The rest of the time it's all about Top
Chef.
Oh,
and I watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, well, that's a fun show. Yeah, yeah, and it's it's on VH1 now.
Oh, I watch it through.
Methods. No, but I'm just saying it like for people because they it used to be on
Logo.
It was on Logo, and now they moved it over to VH1. It became so insanely popular on Logo. I guess they wanted to put it on a cable network that almost everybody has because not everybody has Logo. So, but it's become a very popular. It was nominated for an Emmy just the other night. But they gave it to The Voice. Jeez. Ay, ay, ay. All right.